Hello, my name is Gabe, and welcome to Studio Classroom, where I believe your English will improve today. Did you know that I know someone who knows someone who knows someone else who knows someone else who knows someone else who knows you? That's right, that is 6 degrees of separation between you and me. So here is the idea. Any 2 people in the world are connected by a chain of 6 people or fewer. You see it right here. Is this true? That's what we're going to talk about today. I believe you have your magazine open. Great. Let's begin.
Degrees of separation. Just how small is the world? I am bound, you are bound, to everyone on this planet by a trail of 6 people, says a character in the play and film 6 Degrees of Separation. The notion that any 2 individuals are connected by a chain of 6 people or fewer is popular. But is there any truth to it? Testing the theory. This hypothesis was tested first in 1969. When 64 people sent a letter to one Boston stockbroker through an average of 6.2 people. This small world experiment entered the internet age in 2003 through Columbia University.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 notion 这个名词。notion 是指概念或见解。例如 ,the notion of reducing violence in the media is well accepted by parents. 减少媒体中的暴力的概念广为家长们所接受。或者是 ,every manager has his or her own notion of managing staff. 每位经理都有各自管理员工的理念。或者是 I don't have the faintest notion of how to write a computer program. 我对于写电脑软体一点概念都没有。继续我们看 hypothesis 这个名词 ,HYPO 这个字首有以下或之下的意思。thesis 是指理论 ,hypothesis 未成熟的理论就是指假设或假定。注意它的重音是在 PO 这个音节念成 hypothesis。注意它的复数形是字尾的 SIS 变成 SES, 而且后面的尾音变成长音的 E 念成 hypothesis。例如 ,there have been many different hypotheses about the members of the new cabinet. 新内阁的成员已经有许多种假设。
It's a small world after all, it's a small world after all.
Gabe!Huh? It really is a small world, but the world seems so big to me. There are millions of people who live in the world.
Uh-huh.
How is it really a small world?
Well, it's a small world after all. That's what Disney says. Well, it's true. A lot of people think it is actually a very small world, and it's getting smaller because people are becoming more and more connected.I guess that's what we mean when we say it's a small world after all.
And that is what this lesson is all about. This lesson titled Degrees of Separation. And I like this question. Just how small is the world?
Just how small is the world? So we're going to be talking about degrees of separation. And you can see here in this picture, I don't know if you can see it very clearly, there are numbers here, 1 through 6, all right?And number 1 is a certain color, and he is connected to these certain people with that same color. Now, through those people, he is also connected to number 6. Okay, so it might take a long time, it might be a lot of different connections, but eventually, through those 6 connections, number 1 knows number 6. Does that make sense, Rebecca?
You know, Gabe, that really does...Makes sense. But I think it will make even more sense as we talk about this lesson, degrees of separation. So let's get started with our lesson. I am bound, you are bound, to everyone on this planet by a trail of 6 people, Hey, Gabe, that's what you were talking about, isn't it?
Exactly. So that was that trail of six people, okay, or a chain of six people. And we see that word bound. I am bound, you are bound. That's just this idea of being connected to other people. Okay, so this was said by a character in a play and film, Six Degrees of Separation. So this has been made into a play. This idea is found in a play, and it's also been found in a movie.
The notion that any two individuals are connected by a chain of six people or fewer is popular. But is there any truth to it? Well, this is an idea. And of course, our lesson says, testing the theory. This hypothesis was tested first in 1969. Hypothesis. That's kind of a fun word, isn't it?
It is, but Rebecca, you know what word is on the screen right now? Is the word theory.
Theory, yes.
Yeah, I think we should talk about that one first.
Okay.
So, a theory is a li lun, as you would say in Chinese. It's a tested explanation. It always has evidence. And I believe there are many theories out there. We can't call them laws yet. Maybe they're not 100% true. But they are theories. For example, Rebecca, what's a popular theory?
We have Darwin's theory of evolution.
Okay.
Yes, actually, that's probably one of the most popular, and it is taught in some schools. But you want to know something, Gabe? I don't believe that this theory will ever become a law.
Why is that?
Well, because I don't think that it could actually ever be proven to the point that it would be made into a law. And what is a law?
Okay, well, we're going to talk about a law in a moment, but first, we should go from theory to talking about a hypothesis, okay? That's another big word you see here, hypothesis, 假设, or 预测, right? It's a suggested explanation or a reasoned prediction. Sometimes we might call a hypothesis an educated guess. We're going to guess about something. We think it probably will be this way.
So it starts out as a hypothesis first. Mm-hmm. So you have this idea, right?
Yes.
And then once this idea has been tested, it becomes a theory, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So then after the theory, after the theory has been proven, it can become a law.
So for example, a law, probably the most famous law, scientific law out there anyway, is the law of gravity, right? This works 100% of the time. It's a law. It can't be changed. It's no longer just a theory or hypothesis.
Exactly. And as I was saying earlier, this theory, Darwin's theory of evolution, I don't believe it will actually ever become a law because it can never really truly be proven. But right now, we're actually talking about a different theory. And what is the theory? Well, we're talking about the degrees of separation.
That's right. Okay, so we see this hypothesis was tested first a long time ago, in 1969, when 64 people sent a letter to one Boston stockbroker through an average of 6.2 people. Maybe that's where this idea of 6 degrees of separation came in. But then this small world experiment entered the internet age in 2003 through Columbia University. And I believe we get to see how small the world really got.
Yes. Well, you know, Gabe, at one point in time, the world seemed really big. But now with mail and email.
Yeah.
I think the guys have something that they would like to say about email. So I think we should join them now.
If you're a regular InfoCloud listener or viewer, you'll know how often we stress the difference between countable and uncountable nouns. Well, today we have another uncountable noun for you, mail, spelled M-A-I-L.
As a mass noun, mail is never countable. If you want to count it, you can use the word piece. I received 7 pieces of mail today.
Or if you want to use a countable word, you can use the word letter. But 7 pieces of mail is not necessarily the same as 7 letters. 7 pieces of mail may have only 1 real letter. The rest might be junk mail or bills.
Right. So that's mail. And then there's email, which has both countable and uncountable usages, depending on the context. For example, we don't say we have 7 pieces of email. We can simply say we have 7 emails.
And that's the countable usage. But you can also say you received a lot of email today, and that's the uncountable.
Okay, so how did the countable usage come about? The word email has developed as a shorthand reference to email message, which is countable. So instead of saying you have 7 email messages, you can shorten it by saying you have 7 emails.
Mail 是邮件，这是个集合名词，不能够加 s。若是要数有几件邮件，就要用 piece 这个字。I received 7 pieces of mail today. 我今天收到7件邮件。Email 是电子邮件，它跟 mail 有一个差别，那就是 email 后面可以加 s 当作可数名词用。你一定会问 ，mail 是不可数的名词，为什么 email 就变成可数的呢？就是因为 email 是 email message 的缩写。Message 是可数的，所以与其说 I have 45 email messages, 一般人现在都将它简化为 I have 45 emails。另一个可数的字是 letter, 信，但 7 pieces of mail 并不一定等于 7 letters, 因为 letter 仅限于私人信函，而 mail 所涵盖的是所有的邮件，包括 letters, bills, 账单以及Junk mail, 垃圾邮件。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. Today our lesson is called Degrees of Separation.And there's this idea, this notion that everyone in the world is connected by a trail of 6 people or fewer. Do you think that's true? Well, it was a hypothesis and a theory, and it might actually be true, especially with the internet. And we're going to continue learning about that together now.
Degrees of separation. Scientists selected a wide sampling of people to send a message to 18 randomly selected people. Around 400 completed the experiment by sending an email to someone who then forwarded it to someone else. The final contact was accomplished in an average of 4.05 emails.Then Facebook happened. Facebook conducted a study to compute the average degrees between the 721 million active accounts held in 2011. The figure came out to be 4.74 degrees. Research out of Taiwan found only 3.9 degrees between any 2 people on Earth in 2013, showing that social networkingcontinues to decrease separation.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 randomly 这个副词。Randomly 是指随机地或任意地。例如 the cushions were randomly placed on the floor, 地上随意地摆一些坐垫。或者是 randomly picked tomatoes were examined for quality control. 为了品质控管，番茄会被随机挑出来做检查。如果去掉字尾的 ly, random 就是形容词。例如 the research team used a random sampling to get its data. 研究团队使用随机取样的方式作为他们的数据。最后我们看 compute 这个动词。compute 是指用机器计算或运算。例如 the program can compute the current inventory in each chain store. 这个程式可以计算出每家连锁店目前的存货量。或者是 we're still computing the cost of the project. 我们还在计算这个计划的成本。 如果把 compute 的后面加上 r 这个字尾， computer 就是指电脑，也就是电子计算机。例如 the computer system needs to be renewed periodically， 这个电脑系统需要定期的更新。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, here we're talking about this small world experiment. We read, scientists selected a wide sampling of people to send a message to 18 randomly selected people. Now we're going to pause for a moment and talk about this word sampling. What is a sampling? Well, that's just when you take a small group of people or things from a larger group and you use those people or things to represent this larger group.
That's because people are trying to figure out the characteristics or the traits mm-hmm. of the group as a whole or the larger group.
Right.
So, of course, it's impossible to get everybody in the world in on this experiment. That's why scientists must take a sampling. It's just certain people or even a large amount of people can be considered a sampling to use for an experiment.
That's right. Well, we continue. Around 400 completed this experiment or the experiment by sending an email to someone who then forwarded it to someone else. Wait, hold on just a moment, Gabe. Uh-huh. So basically what's happening is we have 400 people
yeah.
and they have this email that is forwarded to somebody else
yes.
who then forwards that email to somebody else.
Exactly, Rebecca. And so the story is a lot bigger than this. Because of our lesson, we didn't have enough room to include all of the details, but basically this is what happened. The final contact was accomplished in an average of 4.05 emails. So that's less than 6 degrees of separation. That's closer to just 4 degrees of separation.
That is very interesting. What a fascinating experiment. Well, after all of that, something happened. What happened? Well, our lesson says, then Facebook happened. And I think I know what's going to happen, Gabe. After Facebook happened, the world got even smaller and smaller and smaller.
Well, it's right? true. Exactly. That's mm-hmm. what our lesson is trying to say. Facebook also conducted a study. They also did an experiment to compute the average degrees between the 721 million active accounts in 2001. Hmm. Or 2011, sorry. So they did this experiment between or among all of the people using Facebook in 2011. That's a lot of people, 721 million people, and they were able to conduct this experiment using everybody.
That is also an incredible experiment. Well, the figure, and a figure is a number, the figure came out to be 4.74 degrees. And research out of Taiwan found only 3.9 degrees between any two people on Earth in 2013, showing that social networking continues to decrease separation. And you know something, Gabe, it is quite interesting because I live here in Taiwan, mm-hmm. but I'm able to stay in touch with my family who live 10,000 miles away, and it's so easy.
It's true. I use Line to call my sister in Holland or my other sister in Australia or in California, just like that. It's just a button away. So the social networking is really powerful at connecting people in the world today. I think it's even more powerful than the media was before, with just TV and radio and letters. Of course, social networking really connects people, mm-hmm. and it's had a big influence on our lives.
Absolutely. And of course, there are so many different ways to use social networking. For example, we have Twitter, Line, WhatsApp, obviously Facebook, and so many other different social networking sites.
Well, and I think that perhaps in the future, mm-hmm. it could be something that not only ties the world together, but also is influential in us making big decisions about the world and about the countries in which we live. So don't underestimate social networking. Well, right now it's time for us to enjoy a review skit.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
What are you doing?
Now we have 6 degrees of separation.
6 degrees of separation?
Yeah, it's the notion that the two of us are connected by a chain of 6 people. We are bound.
Bound? Then why are you standing way over there?
Because if we have a trail of 5 people between us, I'd be standing here and you'd be standing there.
But that's not 6 degrees of separation.
It's not?
No, it's a connection of 6 people, but we don't all know each other.
Huh?
It's more like a chain of people, not a group. For example, say I have a friend.
You do?
Yes, and my friend has a friend who has a friend who has a friend who has a friend that knows you.
Oh, so that's 6 degrees of separation?
Yeah. But guess what?
What?
Well, thanks to Facebook, the degrees of separation are becoming smaller and smaller.
Smaller and smaller?
Yes. According to research, we are now connected by 3.9 degrees of separation.
3.9?
Mm-hmm.
That's 1, 2, 3, and almost 4. There.
Yeah, there.
The play and movie 6 degrees of Separation has a quote in it. I am bound, you are bound, to everyone on this planet by a trail of 6 people. So even though this notion is popular, how true is it? In 1969, this hypothesis was tested when 64 people ended up sending a letter to one and the same stockbroker in Boston, using an average of 6.2 people to make the contact. Then in 2003, Columbia University experimented again. They had a wide sampling of people send a message to 18 people who had been randomly chosen. Of the 400 who finished the experiment, it was found that it took an average of 4.05 emails to contact one of those 18 people. And then Facebook held a study to compute the average degrees between its 721 million accounts in 2011. 4.74 degrees is what the find was. And in Taiwan, research showed that 3.9 degrees was the difference between any 2 people on Earth. This shows that social networking is decreasing the separation among people.
Thanks, friends. Well, Rebecca, I know someone.
Who knows someone?
Who knows someone?
Who knows someone?
Who knows you?
Well, thank you, friends, for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.